This is GIS News. Coming up, preferred bidder identified for Kingston Container Terminal privatization. Jamaica to benefit from $90 million green energy project at Labour Ministry at ILO stage workshop for small entrepreneurs. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The Jamaica Customs Agency invites you to its annual Customs Information Expo and Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29, in the courtyard at Customs House, Newport East, starting at 10 a.m. There'll be exciting booth presentations from Corporate Jamaica, guest appearances and performances, and lots of giveaways. Admission free! That's the Customs Information Fair and Customer Appreciation Day, Thursday, January 29 at Customs House, Newport East, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. The government is in negotiations with a preferred bidder towards the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT. Minister of Finance Dr. Peter Phillips says the government is making good progress in the divestment of specific state entities and is close to completing the process for the KCT.
There is a list that has been agreed. It's not an extensive list. There are mainly some specialists undertakings. There is the airport, for which expressions of interest have been sought. There is the Kingston Container Terminal, for which expressions were sought, and which is in the final stages of a negotiation with a selected bidder.
The finance minister was speaking on day two of the recent Jamaica Stock Exchange Investments and Capitals Market Conference. Cabinet in 2013 approved the structuring of the public-private partnership PPP model for the operation of the Kingston Container Terminal, KCT. The government of Jamaica is seeking to grant a long-term concession to a global terminal operator with the necessary experience, market linkages, and capital to operate and expand the KCT through a PPP. Jamaica is set to benefit from nearly $90 million of investment as increased focus is placed on developing the country's capacity for green energy. The funds being provided by the United States-based Overseas Private Investment Corporation, OPIC, will intensify the organization's work in developing clean energy projects in the Caribbean. The announcement was made Monday by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden, who hosted Caribbean leaders at the first Caribbean Energy Summit in Washington, D.C. on January 25 and 26. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller and Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Powell were in attendance. OPIC will disburse the first payment of approximately $43 million in June. The funds will help finance the construction of Jamaica's 34-megawatt MW Blue Mountain Renewables Wind Project. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security is collaborating with the International Labour Organization, ILO, to stage entrepreneur skills training workshops aimed at formalizing the informal economy. The workshops are also aimed at stimulating growth in the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise sector in Jamaica. The workshops began on January 26 and will end on January 28. They are being staged at the Wexford Hotel in Montego Bay, St. James. Specialist in sustainable enterprise development and job creation at the ILO Decent Work Team and Office for the Caribbean, Kelvin Sargent, says at the end of the workshops, participants will be equipped to establish their own business.
What we're doing is teaching people all about business, how to start a business, how to grow a business. We are teaching them about, for example, how to do a marketing plan, how to do financials. But more than that, we're teaching them about legal aspects of business, all the regulatory insurance aspects of business. Not only internationally, but what is relevant for Jamaica as well.
Mr. Sargent was speaking in an interview with GIS News. And the National Works Agency, NWA, has begun technical works in four locations in St. Mary, damaged by heavy rains December last year. Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Stephen Shaw, says specific designs will be put in place to deal with the situation along the affected roadways.
We have to do specific designs treating with the situation at Ramble, so too at Hamilton Mountain. We also have to come up with a technical concept to treat with that situation that now exists near the Casablanca along the North Coast Highway that's just outside of Port Maria. Also along the road from Trinity to Fontabelle, where we have had major earth movements.
Mr. Shaw was speaking in an interview with GIS News Tuesday. The designs are expected to be completed within the next 2 weeks. These will provide information on the cost of repairs to be undertaken by the NWA. That was GIS News. I'm Njue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.